Antichrist spirit is a religious spirit. It's not a beast. It's not an animal. The Antichrist spirit is carrying Bible. Don't you live your Christian life influenced by brethren around you. You be the one to influence others. Don't let others influence you. Salvation is a personal thing. First, it is an individual affair. The most shameful death was given to him. Who is that him? The Holy One of Israel was crucified by the holy people of Israel in the holy city. If you don't hear the shout and respond, you will never go in the rapture. They responded and came out of denomination. It's not a change of church address only. It is your ability to subject yourself to the word. Oil and oil. Water and water. The two cannot mix. One must be on top. Which one will be on top? Oil is the Holy Ghost on top. Water is the word. All worldly people will be under. And Holy Ghost people will be on top. Push them under so that you can remain on top. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Antichrist spirit, I repeat, is a religious spirit. It's a religious spirit. The Antichrist spirit is not a beast. It's not an animal that is coming from anywhere. The Antichrist spirit is carrying Bible. Works with those who hold Bible. The next stage, when he could not kill Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ defeated him by rising again from the grave the third day, that resurrection was the defeat of Satan. Eh? Do you believe that? Because he mounted Roman soldiers that they should guard it. The third day there was an earthquake. Any aspect of your life that Satan has covered, has killed and buried, today there will be earthquake. I said today there will be earthquake. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians, this is the way Apostle Paul put it, chapter 11. I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Virgin here is not a physical virginity, because it is both man and woman here. It's talking about pure, unadulterated faith. Doctrine, undefiled doctrine. Staying true to the word of God. Hallelujah. But I fear, verse 3, lest by any means, as the serpent is going back to the Garden of Eden, beguiled, deceived Eve through his subtlety, mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. That was simplicity. Salvation is not grammar. Simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh, Apostle Paul knew that after his departure, they will come. They will come, oh, they will come. Hallelujah. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if we receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. Note it. Hallelujah. There is another Jesus. There is another spirit. There is another gospel. There is another Jesus. Amen. There is another gospel. There is another spirit. Go to verse 13. For such, verse 13, are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. So, there is not Christ that appointed them. They transform themselves. They transform themselves. Hallelujah. They transform themselves. Hey. Verse 14. And no marvel, no wonder. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers. Satan has ministers. Satan has ministers. If his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Satan has his own. They come as an angel of light. That is as if they have a revelation they want to give. But check very well. It is another revelation. They are coming by another spirit. They are coming to show you another Jesus. Not the Jesus that died on the cross on Calvary and made salvation freely to all. 1 Timothy chapter 4. The same Apostle Paul kept warning. Verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, the end of time, we are in that latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed, that is listening and obeying, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience snared with a hot iron. Who is a hypocrite? A hypocrite is one that is hiding his motive for doing something. That's a hypocrite. Supposedly they are preaching Jesus, but the truth is that they are coming to seduce you and introduce something else to you. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. What they are saying, 2 Peter chapter 2, call it damnable heresy. Open 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2, and I read from verse 1 also. But there were false prophets also among the people in the wilderness. We have Dathan, we have Korah, we have Abiram, that withstood Moses. Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. He would deny the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many, that sister that sent me that text, you are hearing now, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. They will always have followers. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Like I said, in Matthew 24, verse 24, Jesus Christ says that spirit will be so close that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. And it is only the elect that we hear the shout. Can I see them here today? Do you know what I mean by the shout? Eh? Hallelujah. You know, on Friday night we spoke about the shout. Hallelujah. And we shouted. It is not that type of shout. Hallelujah. You heard the shout and you came out. Those are only the elect. And listen, church. Sister, they hear me? They hear me? They hear me? Listen very well. If you don't hear the shout and respond, you will never go in the rapture. Why? It is only those in this age, the chamberlain. You can never be a queen without passing through the chamberlain. Do you understand? You can never be a queen of the king until the chamberlain prepares you. And the chamberlain preparing the bride in this seventh church age, that chamberlain is the man, William Marion Braham, with the word to dress The bride. In Revelation chapter 19 and verse 7, it said the bride has made herself ready. Can you see it? Can you see it? Look up, your redemption is near. See her? The bride has made herself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at it. And to her it is given that she should be arrayed. In what? White. White linen. Clean and white. Fine linen, sorry. Fine linen. Clean and white. And he said that that dress is the righteousness of the saints. Hallelujah. On the day of wedding, no bride dresses herself. Eh? There are always bridesmaids to dress her. The bride of Jesus Christ is being dressed now by the message of the hour. Hallelujah. And that is why you are hearing here now. That's why you are hearing here. Did you hear me mentioning daddy anywhere? Or mommy anywhere? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I say, anybody that gets in touch with this ministry and you still end up in hell, it is because you are ordained to go to hell. All that a Christian needs to prepare for the homegoing, we have told you here. And we have not finished telling you, because we are still waiting to hear what the thunders will say. And when we hear it, we will tell you. Praise the Lord. And it will not be one man that will hear it like me. Eh? Amen. We shall all hear it. Hallelujah. We shall all hear. Because God is going to raise men around the world that will say something that you and I, you will not be waiting for me to come and interpret it. We shall all hear it together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. At least watch a church. Only those who heard that message, they responded and came out of denomination. And to come out of denomination is not a change of church address only. Hallelujah. It is your ability to subject yourself to the word. Thinking it was right in the denomination, but you come across the truth, then you correct it. That is the trimming of the lamb. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You trim your lamb very well. That lamb will show brightly that baptism is in the name of Jesus. You correct it. You correct it. Pastor Papa was telling me that he believes that God brought him to Nigeria so that he will get in touch with me. I said, you don't have problem with anything we are preaching? He said, truth is truth. That's all he said. He said, truth is truth. Hallelujah. He said, truth is truth. When I go to Ukraine, I will baptize all the members of his church. And all of them will go and buy skirts. Their sisters will buy skirts. And dress like Christians. There is no Oyibo Holy Ghost and African Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is Holy Ghost. And God is not an Oyibo man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the preachers all over the world hear me. Quality is better than quantity. Does that mean anything to you? Quality is better than quantity. Stop looking for members. And in the course of that, lower the bar of the gospel so that the gate can be opened and every cockroach will come and gather. They are my church members. No! some of you sitting down here, you don't belong here. That's why I'm saying it, so that you will leave us alone. Go and look at your pastor. Sister, I'm not a pastor of women who wear trousers. I'm not your pastor. If you put my number in your phone as my pastor, no! Put it there as Mr. Moses. I'm not your pastor. I'm a pastor of sheep, not goats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many people am I pastoring? Put up your hand. Let me see. We're enough now. We're plenty now. We're plenty now. We're plenty now. We're plenty. If your Christianity, the spirit in you, is saying that you can wear trousers, it doesn't matter, then go to Oregu. That's where your church is. Or go to Ikotu. If you are looking for a prophet whose members can dress in trousers and put on every worldly attachments, go to Ikotu. That man there can be your prophet and your pastor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Many shall follow their pernicious ways with enticing words. Oh, glory be to God. Therefore, God himself, when Satan took over the denominations with a pale horse rider, Satan raised up a man in this age by the name of William Marion Branham. But as soon as the message went forth, Satan said, hey, now here you are now. That's where I am closing now. Let's come home to the message. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now, in the entire message, Antichrist have come. No will come. They have come. They are armed. Because that is the only place that the prophecy of Jesus Christ will be fulfilled. That it will be so close that they will be able to deceive the very elect. And the elect, listen church, the elect, known as the wise virgins, they are in the message, followers of the end time message. The foolish virgins, they are in the denominations.
Yes, sir.
No foolish virgin has seen the message of William Branham. None. Because if you see it, it becomes a judgment against you if you turn it down.
Yes,
so you cannot say you were foolish. They were foolish because, hallelujah, they did not have the oil revelation. And they did not hear the shout. Therefore, they were busy there. Remember, they were virgins. And according to the understanding of Revelation chapter 20 verse 4, they form part of that group there. They will pay with their blood after the rapture. But they will be in the millennium. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. They will be there. There's another group that will be raptured. Hallelujah. But they will pay with their blood. The Antichrist. They are the ones that the Antichrist will kill. Because all other people will follow. But they cannot be idol worshippers. They will refuse. And they will refuse only to find out the time you should have refused. You were too busy serving the system when the bride was there getting herself ready. And so they paid. They will pay for it. We too, we have paid our own. Are we not paying now? We are paying, so there too they must pay. Hallelujah. There's something you have to overcome. Our own time, we were resisting the spirit of error. Hallelujah. Their own time, they will resist because grace is over. Their own time, no more grace. We are under grace now. Hallelujah. Therefore, Satan, God will not allow us to be persecuted now. Amen. We are not ordained to go by the way of persecution. But we have a spirit to resist. And our own is even more dangerous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our own is more dangerous. More dangerous. William Branham made a statement. He says that he would rather, hallelujah, befriend a drunk than to befriend a liar. So that you understand what we are withstanding. Because a drunkard, now beer is not defined to drink. Eh? Anything goes. Anything goes. Once you can give him his beer, no problem. All he's doing around you, beer is defined. But a liar is going to make you stand on a sinking sand. He's leading you. That's why the Antichrist spirit, that spirit is a spirit of perdition that leads to destruction. Hallelujah. And so, in this age, that is what we are resisting. Resisting the attempt to commercialize the gospel. I was trying to refer to the other time. And when he was leaving Ephesus, his valedictory speech, the last comments he passed, and then I picked part of it from verse 29. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, verse 28. He was talking to the elders, the ministers, and this is what he said. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Not general overseer. To feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this. Are you with me? This is Paul saying. That after my departing shall grievous woes enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, of your own selves shall men arise among you, speaking perverse things and drawing away disciples after them. William Branham said the same thing concerning his departure. There was a vision he had. He saw a snake. He saw a snake. A serpent that was stood before him, and he took a sword to cut off the head. The snake escaped. He was able to cut only the tail. The head and the remaining part of the body entered the water. William Branham came out of that vision and he was very worried. Later sermons, he said that because at that time, because of the way God was using him, a group of people were already saying that he was God, he was Messiah, he was Christ. And then he got to know it, and the course of preaching, he said, he fought it, he fought that spirit. But he said that is that snake, that serpent, with a sword, which is the word. He was going to kill it, but he didn't finish killing it. It entered the water. The water there is the world. And he said, it means that spirit is still alive. It entered the world. And we didn't know what he meant. Apostle Paul said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. So he was not fighting the ministry of Apostle Paul. His own is, he's going to look for food to eat. So please, don't say people who left here, they are antichrist. No. In fact, I have not seen any antichrist that has left here yet. Praise the Lord. Forget those kind of people that went to one church at Shomolu. There was one that was a Sunday school teacher here. Was a preacher here. Hallelujah. Forget it. Amen. If I tell him today, come back here, he will run and come back. He doesn't fit where he is. He's just there to save face. It's just a hiding place. And so to remain there, he has to say some things to make the man look there and see, and they support you, and they support you. Then he's busy abusing brother assembly. Now lie! We know! Now lie! If I say, come back, we are forgiven. Come and continue your ministry. He will come here and stand here again and abuse that man. So he's not Antichrist. He's not Antichrist. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read something here and close on these comments. Amen. There is a pastor, amen, that has had reason. Let me not go into the details. To make a little write-up. I got some copies of this write-up. I gave to some of you. Now let me read excerpts from a little write-up that he titled, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place. He is also in the business of exposing the Antichrist, a message believer. His church is at in Ogun State, Ijoko. And he is Pastor Billy Joseph. And I'm reading from page 7 of that write-up. This is what he said. He said, a lot of hard-to-detect, cunningly devised fables of glittering deceptions and perversions that look like they're true are coming out every day by the ambitious, glory-seeking individuals in the end-time message world. The Bible prophecy concerning derailing from the faith is rapidly coming to pass in our day. In almost every nation, you will find one individual rising to proclaim himself to be something special. They will pick some quotes of the prophet and twist them and place their ambitious interpretations on them and proclaim themselves to be what God did not make them. They do it without fear. It is a spirit upon the people. In the message titled The Messiah, the prophet, Brother Abraham, spoke about some impostors who rose before him claiming to be Elijah. He said, but, this is William Abraham saying, but the true Elijah will be the one that will restore our faith to the early apostles of the beginning, not to the modern day apostles. Don't overlook that sign. Unquote. It is the only way of escape. In Acts chapter 5, verse 36 to 37, Dr. Gamaliel referred to some impostors in the Bible days when he said, and I read, verse 36, Acts chapter 5, for before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself. You know, they are always boasters and intimidators. To be somebody to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of taxing, and drew away much people after him, he also perished. And all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. Unquote. I read on. They are always boasters and intimidators, claiming to be somebody. It is not a new thing. It is a spirit. It will not die until the lake of fire. That's what he's saying. But one amazing thing with God is this. He respects himself as God. And he will never condescend to the carnal level of any impostor or an impersonator to argue with them. No, he does not argue with anybody. It is a religious world where you are at liberty to call and make yourself anything you want to. You can call yourself God himself, or Holy Mary, the mother of God, or John, or Jehu, or Guru Maharaj, or Pope, the vicar of God, or anything you want to. There is no case about it in the court of law. It is your faith. It is your belief. God will neither fight nor peep from heaven and shout, hey, my children, don't believe him. He is not Jesus, or he is not John, or Guru, or whatever you might claim to be. No, God will not do that. So anybody could claim himself to be anything. Such does not move God. Since the Trinitarians have divided God into three pieces, and the Catholics have blasphemously called that Mary is the mother of the eternal spirit God, and the Pentecostal denominations continue to ordain women as lady apostles, lady evangelists, and lady pastors and bishops and so on, did God argue with them? Are they not getting more followers? Did God kill them? No! They are even praying, and God hears and answers them in order to fulfill Matthew 5:45 and Matthew 24. This is the pale horse rider's time. The warlord on this horse is death and hell following him. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 8. The foundation has been laid. Let everyone be careful of what they are building upon it, because every man's work will be tried by fire. Some are building gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble upon it. But the word of God says, God has chosen a day in which he will judge every man's work. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. God also said, I will ease me of mine adversary and avenge me of mine enemies. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 24. So we can say concerning the impostors and impersonators, their emergence will have no end in as much as the church is still here waiting to be raptured. The tireless devil will not leave the church alone. Imposters filled everywhere in the message of the hour, yet the message is of God. Remember, Jesus said, many shall come in my name and say, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. These deceivers will not claim to be just an apostle, prophet, evangelist, or local assembly pastor or teacher. No, rather, they will claim to be the special anointed messenger. They will claim to be the commander-in-chief or the leader of all apostles, who all other ministers should take orders from. The anointed ones at the end time, which the prophet spoke about, are here already. If your faith has not found a resting place, or if you are yet to know what you are restored to and hold on to it according to Revelation 2:25, then you will be bent and subject to every wind of doctrine, tossed to and fro, running from pillar to post. Let me refer you to some impostors. That's the reason why I am reading this. I do not know them all, but they are everywhere in uncountable numbers. In this entire message, there was a great man that rose up in those days by the name of Neil Frisby. They are the ones that is the one that established those intermittent churches they call the Brethren. You have heard them. Their headquarters in Nigeria is at Egypt. He proclaimed himself a successor of the prophet. He built a giant tabernacle in Arizona, USA, and called it the Capstone Ministry. When he said the rapture, the rapture will take place. People who supposedly were believers from all walks of life were trooping into the structure that he erected. He picked up some quotes of the prophet and twisted them to suit his ambitions. He claimed he is the one revealing the seven thunders and the scroll, and that as John the Baptist was alive on the land before the first advent of Christ, there must be a living prophet on the land to welcome Jesus Christ at his second appearance. God did not stop him. Rather, he prospered and went from conquering and to conquer. But do you know what? This Reverend Neil Frisby died, and there was no rapture. You may well guess what became the fate of the millions of dollar capstone building and all those who rested on his assertions. I do not know. We are in a religious world where people are ready to follow anything. Listen to this fact. There is no idea or ism you propagate in which you will not get followers. We are in the world of Athens. In Trinidad and Tobago, that is another one. Another big shot also rose up and proclaimed himself as the chief authority, the vindicator, and the five-star general of all the ministers of the message. He said he is the seven thunders revealer. And many more self-arrogated titles he gave to himself. Alas, he has almost 1 million followers and wields a powerful influence over his followers. This is just to mention few. I do not know them all. Then you will understand why I was led to write in this direction. We also have Reverend Santiago in the USA. He also projected himself as the takeover ministry from William Marion Branham, which will reveal the seven thunders. And will also take the gospel to Israel and so on. He is still alive till today doing his own thing. We also have the self-appointed prophet to the Laodicean age. His name is Reverend Thomas M. Braham in Tamil Nadu, India. His own doctrine is that there is one Lord God and there are two messiahs. And that William Marion Branham was not a prophet, but was the Messiah. He called him Man Messiah, and that Jesus Christ is the Lord Messiah. He said the death of the prophet was for the second atonement, to redeem the bride. Ah! He called himself Prophet Thomas Branham, the real messenger and the ambassador of Christ Branham in this Laodicean age. He also gathers on twisted quotes and places private interpretations on them. He gathered all kinds of photographed pillar of fire and of cloud, as if pillar of fire is the only vindication of God's servants. The ministry in the early church was not known by a bunch of photographic pillar of fire at all. But they were vindicated by vivid and undeniable signs and wonders and the pure life they lived. They did not tag themselves Christians, but were nicknamed by the unbelievers at Antioch. That is the act of the apostles that I know. This impersonator and self-appointed anti-prophet Thomas also has great followership all over the world that rested their faith on his lies. It brings me to wonder why some say the elect cannot be deceived. I said they could, because you and I have been deceived before. But only they will not be deceived to the very end because they are elect. I have my doubts whether elect is not persecuting elect in this our age, in the entire message world. I start to be corrected on that if I am wrong. Let me tell you one important thing. The sermon books of William Marion Branham is just like the Bible. You can get anything you want from it. You will surely get words to twist and make yourself anything you want in the Bible and in the sermon books of the prophet. You will surely get as many quotes as you want to twist. If you want to be a polygamist, drunkard, pope, or anything, you will get a word in the Bible and in the sermon books of the prophet to twist to justify the idol in your heart. Apostle Paul said, "For I know this," and he quoted where I have read in Acts chapter 20, "that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock, also of your own self," that is in the message world, "shall men arise, calling themselves Jehu or John, or super duper apostles, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." It is always the case that after the passing away of any messenger, a goatism and ambition for name making and rat race will set in. Remember, after the death of Gideon in the Bible, Abimelech, his bastard son, shot himself up to be the super champion and know-it-all apostle. He condemned and killed all his brethren, the fellow ministers, the real sons of the prophet Gideon, and proclaimed himself the dictator and the only one, the infallible chief authority and the lead apostle. He stepped down all those who refused to worship him. He declared himself the only one standing for the ministry of Gideon. And Abimelech gathered the Shechemites around him, except Jotham, the escaped one. I've titled a message like that recently, the escaped one. But we know the end of Abimelech. Majority of all these impostors who are fulfilling Matthew 24:24 in the message are not men with secondary school education. They are masters of philosophy, PhD holders, in the academic world, whilst some of them are not, Abimelech was an ambitious, mighty man of valor. Very influential. There are many others like him who are professors of ignorance, orators, speakers, lawyers, and politicians turned preachers. They are smart men. They have powerful words to their disposal to use in any way to pervert whatever they want to establish. They are not backward men in worldly wisdom, and this seriously gives them an edge within the carnal intellectual circles to make believers, especially the carnal youth and the unruly ones that have ministry ambitions. Watch the type of priests, that is the ministers of Apostle Jeroboam and Abimelech. They were not Levites, but vain and light men. They included anyone that will worship them, and through that become an approved minister. Whosoever worship Abimelech, Jeroboam, or our modern day impostors automatically becomes approved ministers. Abimelech, Jeroboam, and Adonijah were great carnal men of valor in worldly wisdom. Unquote. From Pastor Billy Joseph from Ijoko Church. Re-echoing what I believe and I have been preaching here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is one more that he didn't add there, but he was mentioning things about the claim of the man. Because another sect is now in Nigeria here. In Nigeria here. Hallelujah. 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 There is one at Onitsha. Odemina. Peter Odemina. Amen. His own claims. Amen. They have a way of putting fear on the followers. And they twist the message of Brother Abraham. And establish what they want to establish. And unknown to them, the spirit that is upon them is the same Antichrist spirit to attack the purpose of the message. To take away the attention of the bride, redirect you away from what God brought this message to achieve. Odemina. Ozemina, sorry. Eh? Ozemina. From the east. From the east. Blessed be the name of the Lord. After he type and type and type and type and type, now he preaches that there is polygamy in the church. He said the prophet permitted it. So he has many wives. And he has followers. That's in Nigeria. Hallelujah. And then, after him now, and there are people that baptize in the name of Odemina. They baptize in his name. Amen. Another one again. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That is from the east of Nigeria. Now in the west of Nigeria, another one has risen up recently. A few years now. I think they have risen 4 or 5 years now. Hallelujah. And what is he saying? He's typing himself to John. The continuity of revelation. That's why he was telling you. And this man is a lawyer. So, and amen. Raymond Jackson was saying something about lawyers. With due respect to our barristers here. You are not among them, you hear? Raymond Jackson said, you wondered why all the politicians, big politicians in the world, watch them, they all struggle to go and read the law. Most of them, they are lawyers. Because a lawyer is trained to make lies look like truth. Amen. And this man that has all risen up now in Nigeria is a lawyer. Very smart. Full of charisma. Big grammar. He will bring it here. Bring it here. Bring it here.
Put the picture together.
You will ask, how you take discover that something where they use? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
That is what is happening in the western part of Nigeria, in the city of Lagos.
Shamalu is their address. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said he's the one that will eat the scroll. Revelation chapter 10. The book was given to John. The angel said, eat it. It will be bitter. It will be sweet in your mouth. The bitter in your stomach. And he ate it. He said, for thou shalt prophesy again to nations, to many peoples and nations. And he said that John there, with big grammar and typology, he said, it's a ministry. And for you to accept his oath, he went with typologies. Who will embrace is a type of in the Bible. Who is typing the ministry of Jesus Christ? Will embrace. After Jesus Christ, there was a lead apostle, which is Apostle Paul. Therefore, there will be a lead apostle after William Branham. And that leading apostle, hallelujah, chief apostle. There will be a chief apostle. And that chief apostle is Raymond Jackson. And he started in small. When Raymond Jackson was alive, and he prophesied and wrote a book. Hallelujah. Using a quote that William Branham said that there is one that is coming after him. But he misplaced that quote. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, William Branham was in a humble way. God will bless Billy Joseph, Pastor Billy Joseph at Ijoku. God will bless him for joining us to fight this nonsense in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A quote, William Branham was introducing, he preached the seven church ages. He told us who the first church messenger was, who the second one was. He was calling their name and their dates. And then he also now said, in the Laodicean church age, he said, this will be their identification. He never when they said, I am the one. Even when he drew it on a board when he was teaching and put the star messengers and their names in a graphic form. When he finished, he left the seven church age without a name. After the service, it was the Holy Ghost that came down. Hallelujah. Before everybody's eyes, a light shone at the altar. And that same drawing, that light drew that same drawing again. And the last one, he put the name William Branham at the Laodicean church age. Hallelujah. The man did not project himself. So he was saying, the man will be coming. We are all looking forward to him coming. And then I will decrease. It's something coming after me. And I will give way so that the man will come up. And you'll be saying it in different places. Different places to look, you know, in a humble way. Just letting you know that he may be around now. He may be around now. But this will be his identity. Then he begin to give the identity. And then this lawyer now say, wrote a book. He that is to come, that William Branham spoke about, is Raymond Jackson. So he made Raymond Jackson the chief apostle. Raymond Jackson was one of the ministers that rose up after the death of William Branham to counter the spirit of error that wanted to hijack and mess up. God used that man as a teacher of the world and lined us up and withstood the Antichrist spirit. I thank God for the ministry of that man. And that man, I never visited him. God revealed him to me personally and told me when I was in the midst of those messy believers, confused of what was happening. He told me one day as I was listening to his message, Follow the teachings of this man and you will hit the revival you are looking for. That is what attracted me to that ministry. And that's why his ministry, there is a link in our website. So that you can click and go straight to his website and read all that you're supposed to read. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the ministry that God used to, you know, really hold this message. Now, he's not the only one. There are many. He's not the only one. There are many. Because there will be apostles. There will be prophets. There will be teachers. There were the fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints in this message. God used Raymond Jackson as one of them. Well, this Shomolu man said it. He is the one placing him chief apostle in his teaching. And when he's speaking, you actually think that he's saying something by the Spirit of God. But watch carefully. It's another Antichrist spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know him very well, though. I know him very well. Small time, he wrote in that book that Raymond Jackson will not die. Raymond Jackson is the one that will take us in the rapture. I was reading that book. I finished reading that book. In December 2004, the man died. I went to Shomolu to meet him. Hallelujah. I went to Shomolu to meet him. I said, in the light of the death of Raymond Jackson, what do you have to say concerning this book? Because you say it is thus said the Lord. But he's a lawyer. He knew that people like us will come. He wrote another book first. My defense. He's a lawyer now. My defense. And instead of him to humble himself, to say, I backfire, I misfire. He was arguing it till today. And it was, didn't know that he was building a platform for himself. If there's going to be a chief apostle, then after Paul died, there is another person now. The last apostle was who? John. So, and now, by typology and by comments and by this, he said he is the one representing John in this age. John is the one that had the thunders, isn't it? So he is the one that will hear the thunders. If you don't follow him, you will never go in the rapture. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said that there's no fivefold ministry since the death of William Branham. He is the one that will place the fivefold ministry. And so if you want to be recognized as a minister, you have to subject yourself to him. And he will have to be placed and recognized first before the fivefold ministry. Blessed. He said all the fivefold ministry in operation now, they are only potential. You are a potential pastor. Pastor Thomas. Potential pastor. Hallelujah. Evangelist Festus. Potential evangelist. Prophet John. Akuma. Potential prophet. Nobody should come before that man and say, I am a pastor now. I am an evangelist. Or I am a prophet. And that is why this ministry, there is no message they preach there that they will not make reference to this church. All that prophecy that did their prophet, they are not prophets. Is that Malachi is a witch of Endor? You know what is witch of Endor? He said they are sorcerers here. So it's not by the Spirit of God. That we are prophesying by whatever it is. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And he said that before the gospel will go to Israel, it must pass through Africa. And now it is now in Africa. And he is the one. He said the evidence that the power, the Jewish connection, thank you. That is the title of the message that he preached. He said that the evidence, what God was telling the whole world, was that something that was thought never to be possible, that a black man of black origin will rule America, the most powerful nation on earth. It is evidence that it is time spiritually for her to lead. Africa, it is time for the black race now to also hold the light. I told you they are beautiful, beautiful, you know, because, you know, they are very intelligent. Because Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. The Shemites are the Middle East. These three children, these three races, they are the ones populating the earth today. Shemites, they are the Jews. Japheth, they are the Western world. And Ham is Africa. The black race. We Africans, we are Ham. And the Bible said the gospel will go around the whole world. And so he's saying the gospel started with Israel, the Shemites. It went to Japheth, the Western world, that the gospel must come to Ham, Africa. And before it will go to the Middle East. And I say that is loyal permutation, but no scriptural base for it. Because the Bible tells us, as the light, lightning from the east, lightning from the east to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. The light ended, started from the Middle East. It will end in the west. Through the ministry of William Branham in the west. After the west, where does the light appear? In the east again. Hallelujah. The gospel will go to the east after the rapture. When the sun sets for the Gentile church age in the west. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. The rapture strikes. It is not passing through any Africa, anything. Nothing like that. No scriptural base for it. Hallelujah. He said you are not in a bride except you recognize him. He's the one that will take us in the rapture. And so he is the lead apostle. Everybody is struggling to be an apostle. Everybody, they are struggling. Come and see them. There is one at Shango, Abulegba. Is that Abulegba? Festus, we have gone there with you before. Abulegba. He said he's the chiefest apostle in the entire message. Praise the Lord. One day he invited me to, wanted to see me. I went with Festus. Hallelujah. He said he wanted to see me. When can he come and see me? I said, you're an elderly man. I will come to you. So I went to him. He called a few of his elders. I said, he listed them down. I heard that you do this in your ministry. You do this, you do this, you do this. I was writing them down. What do you hear again? Any other one? He said, let me explain that one first. And I looked at him. And I said, I do all that one in my ministry. And you are calling me to question me in your capacity as who? What's your business with my ministry? We were there at Festus. I said, what is your business with what is going on in my ministry? Did I come out from you? Am I responsible to you? Are you even a cooperating ministry? And they come pray for your church. I mean, I invite you to come pray for my own. In your capacity as who? Now through you, I see the message. What? You are who? What's your business? The man, I turn red. He said, Brother Moses, that is pride. I said, no, it's not pride. I said, you know why I'm saying this? I said, there are people that are making claims in this message. I hope you are not one of them. Praise the Lord. And then I opened up harder again on him. The food that he wanted to serve us. When his PA came, now Festus confirmed that for me. I didn't know what was happening. Festus don't see the food. Festus don't hungry because we don't talk for too long. So in mind did that thing. So he was said they came to take permission whether I should bring it. The man said, I have to take it away. The man refused to serve us food when I finished with him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't know who your pastor is. Praise the Lord. Nobody can cage me. Nobody. I am, my nature, I'm stubborn to what I believe. Praise the Lord. Where I come from, whatever we believe, we are ready to die for it, including suicide. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Revelation chapter 2. Are we there? The first church age, the Christian church age. This is the comment of the Spirit to that age in verse 2. Hallelujah. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are who? They say they are who? And are not. Say they are apostles and are not. And has found them to be what? Liars. How were they tried? How will you know that that man in Shoma Lewis is an antichrist? Antichrist in Nigeria. Praise the Lord. And people are following him. Men are following him. Hallelujah. Everyone that commit anything here, they will suspend him, they will run and go there. So don't be surprised when you hear tomorrow that Benjamin Bono is now there. Their members hang his picture in their houses, including one that was a pastor here before. It's a hiding place for every cockroach and everything. That place. A burial ground for people who are dead, spiritually dead. They go there and be buried. Bless. That's what God told me about that ministry. And if I lie, time will tell. Praise the Lord. He says, you were tried. By what did you try them? By two things. Number one, amen. The faith of the fathers. If I preach anything contrary to the word, he said, let that person be accursed. He said, we are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And William Branham told us also that anything he say and is contrary to the word, the Bible, he said, drop his own and hold to that of the Bible. Also, the proper understanding of the Bible and the message. 7 is God's number for completion. Have that as a guide. There is no 8th messenger. 8 is God's number for eternity. After 7, we are entering the eternal age. Praise the Lord. So, there can be no other move of somebody coming to say, I am the 7th church age messenger. Or the 8th, I mean, after the 7th. 7 is God's number for completion. Secondly, every office, every claim that traces herself to the Bible, we have a Bible standard to compare it. If you say you are an apostle, 2 Corinthians 12 verse 12 speaks about the size of an apostle. There are evidence of an apostle. There are signs. Anybody that God, hallelujah, calls. Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 4. He said, and no man taketh this honor upon himself. But he who is called like Aaron, who was called of God. When you say you are anything at all, there must be evidence. How did God call Aaron? 2 things. He spoke to Moses. And Moses spoke it before the whole Israel that God has ordained Aaron as the high priest and his four children as priests to minister in the temple. He spoke it, Abi. But other people too came and said, God too call us. Dathan, Korah, Abiram, and the rest. When people were questioning the ministry of Aaron, God said, let everyone that say God call you, bring your staff. Bring your rods. Hallelujah. What did he do? They kept it in the temple, Abi, the ark. Eh? And God said, the one that is own we bought is the one that he has called. Hey! Hallelujah! That's why I say, wait and see. The next day when they went, what happened? Every other rod dried. And they dried drier than they were when they went there. Only Aaron's rod budded. So that everybody will know that God is with Aaron. And he is the one God has called. Have that in your mind. What is the evidence that God has called you to be an apostle? Not even an ordinary apostle, but a lead apostle in the continuity ministry. They have big, big terminologies they use. What is the evidence? The first church age messenger, Apostle Paul said, I did not come with the enticing words of wisdom of man. But I came with what? A demonstration of the power and of the Spirit. Hallelujah. God is not known in rhetorics. God is not a grammarian. God is known by his actions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Satan can impersonate actions, but he can only impersonate from the original. You show us the original before you condemn the fake. Ordinary headache. Of course, no gift there. No gift there because he said until his own is established before others will come up. So there is no prophet there. No prayer meetings there. He said it's a celestial spirit that they are doing VG. So nothing like that. Hallelujah. And that ministry has been on since 1991. Till date, the real members of that church, if they pass 100, that because of some disgruntled elements who left here and they are hiding there, maybe make them reach 100 now, members. And then a few churches that he went and broke, that their members are going there. Follow. Who know no bearing, blown by every wind of doctrine. He blew them to Ozemina. You know, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm saying this for you to know from where you can have it. And secondly, the Spirit of God that dwells inside of you. Anytime there is a move going on, go into your closet and pray. Lord, is this you? Confirm to me. Don't come to Brother Assembly and sit down and make here your church until there is a witness that this place is of God. Don't do that. And if God does not speak to you and you have no witness, back and go. Don't compromise your eternal destination. Don't do that. Pray, and every antichrist spirit, God is quick to expose it. That is the reason why I took so much time today. I didn't want to break this message into two. I wanted to finish it, and I needed more time to lay this down, knowing that I am not talking to only you. I'm talking to the whole world. They are hearing me now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have an unction. First John chapter 2 says so. From the Holy One that lets you know the truth. Whosoever abideth not in the doctrine of Christ
hath not God.
2 John verse 4 to 11. I'm giving you scriptures that you just read. No more time to read them. 1 John chapter 2 verse 26 and verse 27 emphasizes this seducing spirit will come, but you have an unction from the Holy One. Something inside of you that will make you know. Hallelujah. And please, I didn't say you should not listen. I mean, don't keep away from them because I said it. There's something about God's elect. Amen. Anytime you tell them, don't go here, don't go here, they must go see what they do. Don't just refuse to go there because I say it. Eh? Go and confirm. Get their books and read. Meet their members. Discuss with them. You will know the spirit that is in them. Are you from Bright? Hey, Bright. We are not brethren, no. Eh? Are you still there? Anytime they see our member, people who were here before they left, are you still there? Hey, you know, the man has taught them that anybody that does not believe him to be John, he said, I am John. I saw it in a video. I am John. I am John. Whether they like it or not, I am John. And the member was saying, yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Deluded people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when some of us were attacking him and telling him that John ate the scroll, we say, have you eaten the scroll? He quickly preached a message. Amen. That there is the salvational message of John, and there is the prophetic message of John. He is now in the salvational stage. Then he will move to the prophetic after he has eaten the scroll. So it means he's even telling them that he has not yet eaten the scroll. So that means he has no message. And if you say you are salvational side of the message of John, then let's see, what did John preach? John preached love. All your people is a hatred. A man in Sweden came across us on the net and said, are you not this Bride people? I said, yes. Your branch, is it not your branch that is in Port Harcourt? I said, it's not our branch. What happened? But we are supposed to believe the same thing. He said his own elder sister is in that Bride, in that Port Harcourt. He said she has not, he said she's almost getting to 50 years old, no husband. They're getting worried. She's there. Even when he came to Nigeria for his marriage, he said she refused to attend. Why? He said they are the Bride. They have nothing to do with anybody if you are not believing what they believe. And what did he say? I asked some questions. I discovered that he is from a chief follower, close propagator of that ministry in Somolu, Pastor Enoch Oyeboha, in Port Harcourt. That is the church she's worshiping. All of them, try it. Somebody left here to Port Harcourt. I was looking for a messenger to attend. He called Pastor Enoch and said, I am now, I've relocated to Port Harcourt. I want to know the address so that I can come and worship. He said, which one was your church in Lagos? He said, from Bride Assembly. He said, who was your pastor? Sorry, he said, who was your pastor in Lagos? He said, Pastor Alu. He said, if Pastor Alu is your pastor, please. He said, you go look for where to worship. You don't come here. And don't call me brother because I'm not your brother. The guy was so confused. He called me. The text that Enoch sent to the man, I sent it to all the key people, including the man himself in Somolu. And I was telling him, this is the product of your ministry, Abi. This is why I said that your ministry is of the devil. I told him that.
So even if you are sitting, I ask him, I say, if a Muslim enter your church, will you receive him? Or you drive him away? Because they are from Blind Assembly. Because they don't believe what you believe. You say, don't have anything to do with me. It is an antichrist spirit to scatter brethren. Nothing more. That is how we know them. That's why I say, confirm what I'm saying. Go near them and tell them you are from Blind Assembly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, whosoever abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, he has not God. And the doctrine of Christ is love. And whatever revelation you have that does not make you a better Christian, that revelation is not from God. Every revelation is to make you a better Christian. You have seen the entire message. It is to produce, make you to be a better image of Jesus Christ. We, message believers, we should teach the world what is Christianity. That's why our own leader, William Marion Graham, on his funeral, T.L. Osborne, I read it here one day to you people, this funeral service, the statement he made there, he said, because T.L. Osborne was there, he preached on the day of the funeral of William Graham in 1965. He said, this man that is laying here, let him be known. He said, we the ministers, he said, we preach Christ. He said, but this man lying in the casket here, he lived Christ. They saw the life of Christ. And that same William Graham told us, he said, don't preach me a message. He said, leave me a message. He said, the life that you live preaches the message better than the sermon you preach. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the problem. Behold the Antichrist. They have reached Nigeria. They are now in the western part of Nigeria, in Lagos. Nothing like that. I make bold to say it, and I'm standing on the revelation of the word. Behold the Antichrist. They are already here. Hallelujah. Some of you sitting down here, that's why I say, go. Go to enter other intermediate churches. I am not a preacher that says you should not go. Anywhere the Spirit of God leads you to go, go. If the Lord leads you, say you should go back to Catholic Church. Obey the voice and go. You hear me now? Learn to obey the Spirit of God. Because sometimes you may not belong here. The Spirit will lead you to where you belong. All the gifted brethren, anointed gifted brethren that left here and joined them, none of them is operating that gift again. No. While in this place, if your gift has been taken away, if you come here, it will come on. There are other places like that Shomolu, if you go, the gift will die. Your prayer life will die, but your grammar will increase. Because it is what they have they offer to you. They have big grammar to offer. But spiritually dead. By their fruit, you know them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Behold the Antichrist. To him that overcometh, amen. And we can never overcome by ourselves. There is an overcoming power. The overcoming power is the bride's anointing. That's why we give all diligence to make our calling and election sure. The Antichrist spirit is a religious spirit. It's not a beast. It's not an animal. The Antichrist spirit carrying Bible. Don't you live your Christian life influenced by brethren around you. You be the one to influence others. Don't let others influence you. Salvation is a personal thing. First, it is an individual affair. The most shameful death was given to him. Who is that him? The Holy One of Israel was crucified for the holy people of Israel in the holy city. If you don't hear the shout and respond, you will never go in the rapture. The response that came out of denomination is not a change of church address only. It is your ability to subject yourself to the word.
Oil and oil. Water and water. The two cannot mix. One must be on top. Which one will be on top? Oil is the Holy Ghost on top. Water is the world. All worldly people will be under. And Holy Ghost people will be on top. Push them under so that you can remain on top.